Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And this feature right now brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
This message is brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. Calling on all health workers. As frontline workers, you have been the hope of the nation, carrying us through tough times. Even when the going got tough, you stood firm and did not quit. Now that the COVID-19 vaccine is finally here, it is time for you to get your own jab so you can stay safe from the virus. We urge all frontline health workers to embrace the opportunity to get inoculated for COVID-19. By getting vaccinated, you will minimize the risk of getting infected with COVID-19, stop the spread of the coronavirus, and protect yourself and your loved ones. We can also break the chain of infections by taking all the precautions, including wearing our mask correctly, keeping a distance of at least 2 meters from one another, and by washing our hands regularly with hand sanitizer or soap and water. Choose vaccination and stop the spread of coronavirus. This message has been brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
It is time to chat to the KZN Department of Health. And as usual, we have our resident guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of department in our province. And tomorrow is International Nurses Day, and we'll celebrate them as the biggest group of healthcare workers who are at the coalface of fighting this pandemic. And now we are joined by HOD Mshengu. Good morning and welcome back to East Coast Radio.
Mshengu.
Darren, Kerry, Sky. So, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. Can we first wish our nurses a happy International Nurses Day, which is tomorrow, by the way. So we're doing it in advance because we don't have this feature tomorrow. So nurses have come through for us, Dr. Shabalala, in the past year or 18 months. How do you summarize their contribution, if we can summarize it, in their fight against COVID-19?
We can only summarize it, Darren, by saying thank you for being the heroes of our country. Thank you for being the soldiers of our country. Mm. Thank you for saving not lives only in the province, but in the country, in the continent and the world. Mm. Because if you think that we were fighting an enemy, they were in the front lines, they were planning, they would go there with their boots on, expecting themselves to get anything that is possible. Just like a soldier would go to a war expecting a bullet in their chest. Yeah. They did that. And the only thing we can say to them, thank you. But also we must say they are the backbone of our health sector. Mm. And we really, really appreciate them as much as we can.
Yeah, thank you for that, Doc.
And Doc, I'm going to move now to something that everyone's been talking about. We're hearing this COVID-19 variant, India, COVID-19 variant, India. Do we have to be worried about this Indian COVID-19 variant in KwaZulu-Natal and South Africa?
We need to be worried because of what we have seen happening in India. We need to be worried, secondly, because we already know that there were a few cases that were identified in our province. Mm. Although we must reassure the people that those people have been managed very well by the health sector, both private and public, and the contacts have been traced. So we are monitoring and checking whether this variant is spreading. We have not seen it spread up to now. We know that it is there already in Gauteng, but we are monitoring. However, we also have been assured that it is not very virulent even to those that have vaccinated. So those scientific facts are still coming up, and we're hoping it's not going to be disturbing our vaccination program. But we therefore need to be just worried and make sure that we take care of ourselves. Mm.
Dr. Before you go, just quickly, how is the positivity rates, and at which point will not experiencing a third wave?
No, at the moment, if you look at our new numbers, we are still sitting at two-digit numbers on a daily basis. Mm. And as soon as these numbers go higher than a certain line, a seven-day average that we have put for ourselves, we have got an alert line that we have set at this line, we will be going into a third wave. At the moment, we are far below that, and we are looking at new cases that come on a daily basis. In fact, just this week, I saw there were no new deaths in a certain day, and I felt it looks like we are just constantly having new cases, but we are not yet at a third wave.
Good.
We are not going to reach that.
Good to know. And thank you again for talking to us. That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.